This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said today that the foreclosure problem is getting worse, and he said the nation's banks need to mount a vigorous response. Bernanke was speaking to a bankers' conference in Florida. He told the bankers they should be more aggressive about reducing customers' payments, that they should reduce the principal instead of just cutting interest rates. NPR's Jim Zaroli has more.
Over the past few months, Bernanke has sounded increasingly alarmed about the mortgage crisis, and his words today were among his strongest yet. He said lenders and mortgage servicers have been trying to help distressed borrowers by refinancing and modifying their loans.
Despite this progress, delinquency and default rates have risen quickly, and servicers report that they are struggling to keep up with the increased volumes.
Bernanke said one problem these days is that home values have fallen sharply in some places. As a result, many borrowers now owe more than their house is worth. That just gives borrowers added incentive to walk away and let the lenders foreclose. Bernanke noted that foreclosure is a time-consuming and expensive process for banks. He said one way lenders can cut their losses is by lowering the size of borrowers' principal.
When the mortgage is underwater, a reduction in principal may increase the expected payoff by reducing the risk of default and foreclosure.
The idea presents some problems for the banks. These days, most mortgages are divided into pieces, repackaged as securities, and sold to investors. If a bank decides to lower a borrower's principal, those investors will lose money, and some will no doubt sue. But economist David Jones says Bernanke and other federal officials are simply trying to do whatever they can to contain the mortgage crisis.
None of these measures are really the best or most feasible solutions. The simple fact is, though, that we have a severe crisis, and it looks like Washington is trying everything possible.
Others, like bank analyst Richard Beauvais of Punk Siegel, had harsh words for Bernanke. When a Fed chairman urges banks to take big losses on their loans, he said, it can only undermine confidence in the banking industry among shareholders, regulators, and the general public.
I think what he's doing is stimulating a recession. I think that the job of the head of the Federal Reserve is to fix problems, not to create them.
Beauvais pointed to the big decline in shares of Citigroup today. They fell to their lowest level in 9 years after a big investor in Abu Dhabi warned that the company couldn't cover its mortgage losses. Beauvais was skeptical that the investor really knew anything much. But in the current climate, he said, that doesn't seem to matter.
There's so much panic and fear in this market, which is being fed by statements from Fed, statements from Abu Dhabi, statements from analysts who are running their Excel spreadsheets, coming up with the worst possible scenario they can come up with. The people are simply dumping these stocks, you know, wholesale.
Beauvais insisted that this massive flight from bank stocks made them an especially good bargain these days. But with so much uncertainty in the market, most investors are reluctant to take the chance. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.